We begin Hilchos Pesach, beginning with Simen Tov Chof Tes. The Mechaber begins. Shoylim beHilchos Pesach, Koydim LaPesach Shloshim Yoyim. We begin the study of Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah mentions the source, the Gemara Sochim, that tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu is Oymed bePesach Rishon uMasirin Akol Hilchos Pesach Sheni, which means that we find in the Torah, in Parshas Baal Oischa, that Moshe Rabbeinu is instructing Klal Yisrael in Hilchos Pesach Sheni on that same day that they brought the Pesach Rishon. From there, the Gemara proves that there is a chiyuv to begin Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Problem is the Gemara Megillah, which is also mentioned in Mishnah Berurah. The Gemara says that the Moshe Tikkun Lahem LeYisrael Sheir Shoylim V'Doshim B'Inyano Shel Yoyim Hilchos Pesach BaPesach Hilchos Atzeres BaAtzeres Hilchos Chag BeChag, which means that there is a Takonis Moshe Rabbeinu that everyone should be involved in the study of the Halachos of the Yontif on the Yontif itself. Which sounds like that the only chiyuv a person has in the study of the halachas of the yontiv is on the actual day of the yontiv itself, not lamed yom. So there are several solutions offered to the problem, and we'll see a nafkamina ledina. The Ra explains that the Gemara Megillah is really lav dafka. It doesn't necessarily mean only on the day of the yontiv, but rather when Moshe was metaken the study of the halacha on the yontif, which also includes lamed yom before the yontif. The Beis Yosef, however, explains that there are two different takonis. There's one takona in Maseches Megillah that we must study the halachas of the yontif on the yontif. There is an additional takona in Hilchos Pesach, in Maseches Pesachim, that and for Hilchos Pesach, we have to begin the preparation and the study of Pesach Lamed Yoyim before Pesach, 30 days before Pesach. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that there are really two reasons. Number one is the volume of Hilchos Pesach is much greater than the other Hamtayvim. It requires more time. Number two is the halachas that we're discussing here in Hilchos Pesach are mainly halachas that refer to the preparation of Pesach. And if the halachas are not studied before Pesach, such as the Bir Chometz, the Hagalas Kelim, etc., one will not be able to prepare for Pesach properly. So the nafkamina is, so what's the difference between the two opinions, the Gra and the Beis Yosef, is that according to the Gra, there is no difference between Pesach and other Yom Tovim. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings, where he says that Hu Adin B'Shar Yom Tovim, the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch of Lamed Yoyim B'Fnei HaChag, refers to all Yom Tovim as well as Pesach. The Beis Yosef is going to say that the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about Hilchos Pesach, and that's what Mishnah Berurah brings as a Yesh Oimrim, that the Chiyuv of Lamed Yoyim is Rak B'Pesach. So Akoponim both would agree that for Pesach, one needs to begin Hilchos Pesach Lamed Yom. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that we begin the study of Hilchos Pesach on Purim itself. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that there is a minig of a Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, which should primarily be an instruction of the halachos of Pesach, not just Pilpul or Drush. The Shad Tzion points out that there are those that seem to be makel to, when it comes to the mitzvah of studying the halachos of Pesach or Yom Tovim on the Yontif itself, they would like to rely on the Kriya Satira, which is B'inyanu Shel Yoyim. The Mishnah Berurah and the Shad Tzion, however, disagrees And he points out that it says, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like the Gemara says, Hilchis Pesach ba Pesach, the Hilchis Atzeres ba Atzeres. Which sounds like it's actually the halachas of the Yontiv, not just the Kriyas HaTorah. The Rama continues, Umineg liknois chitim lechalkom la'aniyem v'tzarech Pesach. There is a minig which actually dates back to the time of the Gemara to distribute either wheat or flour, or even if necessary, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, baked matzahs to the aniyim of the community. Who is obligated in this mitzvah? So the Rama says, "V'kol mi shador be'ir," which means anyone who lives in the city, anyone who is defined as a member of the community, is obligated to participate. So what defines a member of the community? The Rama says, "Kol mi shador be'ir yud beis chodesh tzorech litin l'zeh," that once you're already living in the city for 12 months, you must participate in the mitzvah of Moed Shechitin. We actually, the Mishnah Berurah brings, paskin like the smack, that we define a member of the community not after only after Yud Beis Chodesh, but even after 30 days, that is, he has left his previous city and now has entered a new city. After he has been in the city for 30 days, he is obligated to participate in the tzedakahs of the city and therefore must contribute to Moed Shechitin. Someone who enters the city with intent to remain there permanently is immediately defined as a member of the community, and therefore chayiv in Moed Shechitin. The same principle used in defining who is obligated to give the Moed Shechitin is also used in defining who is an ani that is entitled to receive the Moed Shechitin. There are no exceptions. Even someone who's a Talmud Chacham who might be potter from certain taxes is obligated in Moed Shechitin. How much does each one have to give to Moed Shechitin? That all depends on each individual's financial status. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that anyone who does not participate has committed a serious transgression.